Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees in Ernakulam, Kerala today. Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone for polypropylene unit at the Kochi refinery of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited. The investment on this project is over 5,500 crore rupees. The capacity of this polypropylene unit is 400 kilotons per annum. Polypropylene is an essential material used in packaging, automotive components, medical devices, textiles and household products. In the road infrastructure sector, PM Modi inaugurated two major highway projects. The first is the sixth laning of Thelapadi-Chengala section of NH-66, built at a cost of over 2,650 crore rupees. This section forms part of the Mumbai-Kanyakumari economic corridor and will strengthen connectivity between Kasargod and Kannur districts and neighboring regions, including Mangalore and Muzaffarnagar. The second project is the sixth laning of Kozhikode bypass from Bengalam to Ramana to Kara, constructed at a cost of around 2,140 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu today underlined that water conservation is a duty of every citizen. She said this while addressing a national event as part of the ongoing Jal Mahotsav 2026 in New Delhi. To secure a sustainable future, she called upon everyone to make water conservation not just a practice but a way of life. The president said that under the Nal Jal Mitra program, rural youth and women from self-help groups are being trained to make them active partners in the operation and maintenance of water supply systems. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the process of surveying and demarcating the interstate boundary between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam has begun in phases, with the first boundary pillar already erected as part of efforts to resolve the decades-old dispute. Replying to a written question from BJP MLA Wanglin Luangdang, CM Khandu said Pakke Kasang district has been selected as the first district where boundary pillars are being installed. Khandu told the House that following the Namsai declaration and the subsequent settlement process, Arunachal has registered an overall net territorial gain along its interstate boundary with Assam. The Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Bill 2026 was passed after a lengthy discussion in the budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. Education Minister P.D. Sona said a transparent portal mostly managed by AI will have all the relevant details of teacher recruitment, posting, transfer and their educational qualification. Mr. Sona added that the bill will help solve the long-standing human resource crunch in various schools of the state. In its first-ever order allowing passive euthanasia, Supreme Court has permitted the withdrawal of artificial life support of a 32-year-old man who has been in a comatose condition for more than 12 years. Passive euthanasia is the intentional act of letting a patient die by withholding or withdrawing life support or the treatment necessary to keep him alive. Ghaziabad native Harish Rana, who was a student of Punjab University, suffered head injuries after falling from the fourth floor of his paying guest accommodation in 2013 and has been in a coma for over a decade. Conflict in West Asia has intensified over the past several hours with fresh military action reported across the region. The escalating conflict is also affecting global markets and transport. Brent crude prices have slipped to around $89 a barrel after indications that the United States may seek to secure shipping routes through the Strait of Hormuz. Aviation across the region continues to face disruption, with several airlines, including Air India, announcing fuel surcharges from tomorrow due to rising jet fuel costs. Major Gulf aviation hubs, including Dubai International Airport, are operating with delays and limited capacity. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. will get its first oil refinery in 50 years, funded by investments from Reliance Industries. Trump said the new refinery at the port of Brownsville in Texas will fuel U.S. markets, strengthen national security, boost American energy production, and generate thousands of jobs. However, there has been no official communication from the Reliance Industries on the deal so far. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.